Hey listeners, Iggy here, and this is the Nerdcast Season 5, Episode 33. I'm here to introduce this special episode, and I'm calling it special for two reasons. One, Tyler's not here to get mad at me, but two, we recorded it live at O Comic Con. It was our podcasting do's and don'ts panel. So we have some hopefully helpful tips for you, and we were joined by a number of special guests, including John from the Worst Comic Podcast Ever, Matt from the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast, our very own Dr. Beth from Modern Sex, and representing the Nerdcast, who else other than Tyler. So sit back, enjoy, pick up plenty of don'ts from us, but maybe a few do's in this special live episode from O Comic Con.
Hey. Yeah, you. Hey. I'm talking to you. Don't tell anybody, but this is Billy West. For real, I'm really here. And do I gotta prove it? All right. Hey, shut up and take my money. Shut up, you young idiot. Shut up, both of you.
I don't care. Tell me to shut up. Tell me to talk. I'll talk.
Well, anyway, what these people are trying to say is this is Project Nerd.
We're recording.
We'll get started here. Who decided to do a panel at 3 o'clock on Sunday, by the way?
Who decided to get counter program against Billy West and Maurice LaMarche?
Oh, that's why we got See, these are dedicated followers right here, some
that's
sort.
Right.
Or they want to learn how to podcast. So it is podcasting 101 or
from
podcasting
us.
Do's and don'ts as it was titled.
Right.
And I'm with Project Nerd Iggy. I'm Iggy with Project Nerd. That's a better way to put it. But we do
really
this.
Awkward.
Thank you. We do this panel about. At most conventions we go to, mainly because everybody likes to podcast and podcasting's fun. And we at Project Nerd have learned every single thing you shouldn't do as a podcast through experience. So,
do you guys know any things we think we should do? Feel free to
yeah.
chip in.
So we usually host these panels so that way the audience can make us better by telling us what we should be doing correctly. But we're changing things up here at O Comic Con. I thought it'd be fun because our last conversation, Planet Comic Con, we had a lot of actual podcasts in the crowd, and it really opened up a really good two-way conversation. So we decided to invite some other podcasts to it and even a new podcast for Project Nerd. So we have four different podcasts represented here. So we'll start down there at the end with John. I'll let you introduce yourself, what
Perfect.
Podcast you're with as well.
That's great. My name is John Holloway, and myself and my friends do a podcast called The Worst Comic Podcast Ever. So that is the title. We wanted a name that we didn't have to, no one else was going to claim. And while it's funny, we also started looking at podcast names, and there's a lot of podcasts out there. So every time we'd think of a name, it seemed like somebody else had something very similar or the same thing. So we wanted something that was unique, and it's something that people tend to remember.
And
he
didn't
in.
Have to fight for the URL. That's
and he's
a good
lying.
Thing.
It is right. not the worst comics podcast.
Do you ever announce it and add the periods in? Worst period comic period podcast period ever period.
Yes, and then exclamation point. You have to have exclamation point at the end. All caps ever in all caps. Absolutely.
All right. So our second podcast joining us.
My name is Matt Baum. I am one half of the Two-Headed Nerd. We're from right here in Omaha, Nebraska. Joe Patrick, manager of Legend Comics, is out there. He's the other half. We were broadcasting live here today. We do comics news, reviews, a lot of dick and fart jokes, and we make fun of each other a lot, play some music, and we just have fun. We try to interact with our audience, too, so you can call in. We do like a question and answer thing. This is Randy Andrews. He calls into our Answer of the Week show. He forgot to attach his file today. We were screaming at him because we knew he was on the floor somewhere, but he didn't hear us, so we missed it. But we do two weekly shows. One is the show proper, where we do news, reviews, interviews, stuff like that. The second show is pretty much for the people that listen to us. It's called the Answer of the Week. We post a question. We have a Google Voice line and an email where they can send MP3s, and if they don't send an MP3, I'm not going to friggin' play it. And basically, they answer the question, and then we bounce off of them, and it's a fun way to interact. Although, two shows a week is way too much work. I'll tell you that much.
You had me at dick and fart jokes, so. All right, Dr. Beth, for a new podcast on the Project Nerd Network.
Yeah, I am a half of a brand new Project Nerd podcast. We're called Modern Sex, and we also make dick and fart jokes. But it's super highbrow.
Oh, I expect so.
It's real.
Ours are completely lowbrow.
So we go. He's like, I'm not going to fake it like you
yeah,
are.
No, least
here.
Common denominator audience. What we want.
We have a lot of fun. The other podcaster is Erin Lay, the cosplayer. You guys have probably seen her here. She's Rufio today. And we it's a 30-minute podcast, and we pick some issue relevant to sexuality, gender identity, sexual behavior, and we talk about it. It's pretty fun.
For the guys in the crowd, all you need to know is their last episode was titled Lesbians. So,
yeah, we talked about lesbians and detachable penises on our last episode.
That's even more
so
interesting.
You're welcome.
It's a hook and bait, though. It's the hook and switch, because it's not really...
Oh, my God, that's my punk band name. What? Called it.
There was a King Missile song called Detachable Penis.
The Lesbians and the Detachable Penis?
Yep, called it.
Fantastic.
And Project Nerd's own narcissistic asshole, representing the Nerdcast.
I don't know if that was necessary. my name's Tyler Hedrick, and I am representing the Nerdcast, which is the flagship podcast of the Project Nerd Network. It's a five-person podcast. We have people filling the various roles. We have Iggy, who's the boss man. We've got that beautiful bearded man back there named Adam.
That's a beautiful man.
Typically the voice of reason. Mm. We have Aaron Lay is also on our podcast, who is the voice of unreason. We have Bob, who's the movie maven and the fairly well, evenly keeled guy. And then I'm what they refer to in the business as the talent. So... No, it's fun. We do an hour, 50 minutes an hour each week. Goes up on Fridays, and we talk about all things nerddom. Typically degrades into us making fun of Iggy and or Aaron for being wrong about everything, opinion-wise.
The making fun part is correct, being wrong. Yeah. Well, Aaron's mostly wrong.
No, Aaron's usually wrong.
Yeah.
but we'll talk about movies that are coming up, movies that aren't coming up, movies that we think or shouldn't ever come up. Comics, video games... news that's nerd related, all the things.
We talked about Johnny Depp's dogs in Australia, even.
We talked about specifically, we even titled the title, did anyone follow that story at all where Johnny Depp almost got in trouble with the dogs? And the ridiculous Australian, the ridiculous Australian representative who had the best name ever, and I cannot remember it for the life of me.
Barnaby
something. It was fantastic.
He told the dogs to bugger off back to you.
Yeah. He's got these like buggy eyes, and it was fantastic. But we talk about all the things that are nerd
related. We do. Even our last episode was titled Cake, as we compared what was better, chocolate cake or sex. So,
did we really?
And we're not even modern sex. We're done. So, but anyways.
Oh, we should do that on our next episode. Because so, I have really, really intense opinions about which is better, cake or sex.
Okay. Well, you can tune in. So these are our podcasts. These
the
are our panelists.
Cake.
And really today not. I'm going to kind of open it up with some of what I like to call the obvious questions for podcasting, like the turning on your mics, things like that. But then we'll definitely open it up to you guys because we are recording it for a podcast episode. I will repeat your questions in the microphone, not just to hear my voice, but so that way we can hear it
really for those, just to hear his voice.
Those people at home, and because I like to hear my voice. But awesome. I want to start again with John. The first thing I want to come down the row with is what is probably – the biggest lesson you've gotten over time from learning this? Like, if there was one thing you would say, this is the most important thing I've learned podcasting, this is it. And sorry, Tyler, because they're probably going to steal your answers because I'm sure everybody learns pretty similar experiences.
Shut up. You know, with the podcast, there's a couple things, but probably the biggest thing is that your product is sound. I mean, your product is audio. So if your audio doesn't sound good, people are just not going to be able to stand it. You can have the best content ever, but if there's static and noise and the volume level is constantly changing depending on who's talking, if I've got to, you know, every time Jerry talks, you've got to turn it up, and then I come in and you've got to turn it way down because your ears are bleeding, that kind of stuff is just going to drive people away. So obviously content, we could talk about that, but for me, it's audio. We started with a single omnidirectional mic just sitting in the middle of the table. And then when we would listen later, it turns out I'm really loud. Jerry's really quiet. Cullen keeps coming in and out and in and out. And so, right, exactly. Right, exactly. Bam. I'm going to be setting you up the whole time here.
All
so,
right, thanks.
That's right. So,
for us, soundboard with rim shots and stuff up here.
So eventually what we did was we moved to, so now we there's three of us who started the podcast, and now there's another person who's joined us. And so we now use four mics. We mix it all together using a Zoom 5 digital recorder, and that way I can adjust those levels, but then I can use Audacity, which is free software, to then go through and normalize everybody so that we all come out about the same volume. And the audio quality jumped way up, and it was incredibly noticeable. That's one of the first things that people said when we got mics, is all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, you guys sound so much better. It was painful for me to listen at times, even if I liked the content, just because the audio wasn't good. But part of it too is, if you wait around until you know how to do everything, you'll never do anything. So at some point you got to jump in, but you have to be willing to say, okay, we jumped in with 2 feet, we slipped, what can we do to move forward? So for us, it's just been a process of sort of adding that audio and getting better at it. I had no audio experience. And so it was play around, read stuff online, try to figure out how to use Audacity. Because at first I just started, I was like, there's a lot of buttons. And I don't know what these things do, which is another thing for the sex podcast. Yeah. So...
Oh, yeah, those buttons.
It's common that people don't know what to do with the buttons.
Yeah. And despite what's happening here, I will tell you, we top out maybe at PG-13. So we're really we're pretty clean. We want a podcast that we can listen to in the car with our kids or whatever. And not that anything else is bad or that we don't enjoy other stuff. It's just that's kind of where we keep it. So
he knew he was going to be recorded for our podcast. So that's why he's just going all out at this point.
That's right. Exactly. On theirs, it's whatever. I mean,
anything goes on the Project Nerd podcast.
Is this clean, by the way? Are we working blue? What's the deal?
We're clean, but it's long. It's okay. Been long.
We usually limit ourselves to like 2 F-bombs.
We try to say in terms of language.
We plug in the bleeps because I think like censored bleeps are funnier than cussing.
Oh, bleeps are super funny.
I love
funny.
Them. They're so great.
Oh, yeah, they're really funny.
Have you seen the YouTube where they go through and
the
it's
unnecessary
like the, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Censorship?
Yeah, wonderful.
The Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I love to bleep all day. I will bleep 1 time, 2 times, 3 times I bleep. And it's, oh, man.
I will speak, being familiar with all 4 of these podcasts, that this is about as random as they all get, too. So, yeah.
It's true. It's true. What, seriously?
No. I mean, it stays random.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like
this is typical behavior.
This is like notch 1. We're going to get way crazier before this is done.
Well, and that's a bigger thing, is being too scripted. Because it's easy, you know, and we usually go in with topics and we'll venture on. We do pretty good at hitting the topics that we intend to, but when we try to be too scripted, we will do this for 10 minutes, then we will do this for 5 minutes, and then, you know, you're in the middle of something good. It's like, oh, time to stop and move on.
Right.
And if it's going and you're finding it fun and entertaining, then the people who you're intending to sell or to, you know, to get to listen to this are also going to find it that way. And if nobody else does, then you're doing it just for you, which isn't bad either. So,
now that John's stolen 5 points to take away, we'll move on here. No,
what he said. to expound a little bit on what you said.
Totally.
Absolutely. Audio quality. And you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get good audio quality. I use Joe and I use a Mac. We have a 4-channel mixer, and then I've got a 6-channel mixer because I like buying stuff. And we run it into GarageBand, another free program. And we started off yelling into a MacBook, basically. And it sounds like 2 idiots yelling into a MacBook. And it was brilliant to us. We were killing it, man. But oh, I cannot go back and listen to them. Also, on this scripting thing, we do script our show a little bit where we say, I went into this as like an NPR show. I wanted to work in NPR and failed out of school. That's a different story. So I wanted to format it in the sense where, like, we start off with something, discuss that. We usually start off with news. After that, we go into our reviews. After that, we move to the next thing. So there's a really nice balance between scripting and free flow that you want to try and stay in. Otherwise, it's 2 to 10 people just talking for hours at a time. And some of that's great. I like some of those shows. I try to keep our show at 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, that's about what we do too, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise you can talk forever about this crap, you know? So I would say audio and format, in my opinion, are the 2 most important. And then from there, you're talking about something you love. Whatever you're doing, you're not going into a podcast because you hate sports or you hate comics or whatever. You're talking about something you love, but rein it in, man. Make it make sense, you know? Keep it fresh, fun, and flowing. Really important.
All right.
That was Dr. good alliteration, too.
Yeah.
It's the School of Stanley right there.
Oh, my God. So that was like a haiku you just made. You just painted me a word
picture. Well, I'm also a rapper. I don't know if you guys
that
knew
that. That was freaking beautiful. Nice.
I am not a rapper. That is a joke.
Dr. Beth, you all are 3 episodes in.
We're brand new.
But I would say, I mean,
I've
some learning
some
experiences.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when he's done talking over you, then you can tell us all about your experiences.
Most importantly, don't talk over each other.
You want to tell us about Dr. Beth's experiences?
People talking over each other.
other is the most annoying thing, you know.
What a bunch of turds. Why are you guys even here? So I have learned some stuff. I'm still pretty new. Like you said, we've recorded now, I think, 5 episodes. Had a lot of fun doing it. And there are some things that I've learned that are lessons that are applicable to podcasting and also just speaking. So if you're speaking in front of a crowd, I'm a teacher. And so that's another aspect of public speaking is you need to be aware and listen to yourself and catch verbal tics or things that you might do to fill up silence.
Absolutely.
Be comfortable with silence. Lots of people try to fill up silence with ums or uh-huhs. If you're listening to someone else tell you about something, uh-huh, uh-huh, it's super annoying to listen to that. So listen to yourself, even though we all hate listening to ourselves, right? It makes you feel super uncomfortable because you're like, holy shit, that's how I sound?
Speak to yourself.
I sound like that? What
Tyler,
the
some
hell?
Of us, Tyler, beautiful please listen voices. To this advice. Tyler, yes, please listen to the advice that you need to listen to the podcast so you can make improvements.
Yeah, listen to your own podcast and you'll catch things that you do that are verbal tics that will annoy people. And that's just good for speaking in general. Just be aware of the way that you speak and the nature of your speech.
But, you know, talking about being a teacher, too, because I'm a teacher, and one of the things we had to do in our education program was videotape ourselves. And I said, okay, we're going to do this, okay? And then we're going to do that, okay? I'm going to talk about this, okay? NetForce is MA, okay? And I just tallied. And I stopped after half an hour of watching. It's just I was going to commit
painful,
suicide.
Yeah?
So I was like, "I'm okay. Don't say okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay."
Now that we have half hour left,
super important thing
Tyler.
About that.
Oh, sorry.
There's a little foamy thing on this mic, right? Let me show you what happens when you take it off. You don't even realize how much weird noise your mouth makes until you get up on a mic. You put this
that's a good
foamy
point.
Thing
that's
on
a good
it,
point.
Right?
It's so cheap and so necessary.
They're like 25 cents, and all of a sudden you sound velvety and smooth, and they can't hear you snorting and gargling and crap. You know, it's important. Yeah. That stuff's gross.
And even just for me, pop, like just word, when you say a word like popping. Pop or something like that, it's just. And I will sometimes record like a little voiceover at the beginning of the show. Just after we do the show, it's just like a little intro, and I'll forget to put it on there, and then I'll listen to it. I'm like, I forgot to put the foam pad on. Like, do it again.
Yeah.
Tyler, some advice?
They hit a lot of really good points. The equipment, like you said, you don't have to go spend a ton of money, but get something solid. I know John uses the Zoom 5.
Right.
We use the Zoom H4N, which you can get for less than $200.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. You can set it on a table. It has 90-degree, 120-degree mics on it and stuff like that. I mean, there's some really amazing stuff. We also, when we do all together recording, like not out on site or on location, we use it through a soundboard and stuff like that. And so we'd have to do as little editing as possible. But the one thing that I would say that no one else mentioned is if you are going to start a podcast and want to grow an audience is, I can't stress this enough, consistency. Like
right.
If you
that's
decided that I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to do it once a week or I'm going to do it twice a week or I'm going to do it 5 times a week, you damn well better do that because there's nothing like you, no matter how many viewers you can pick up in week 1, week 2, week 3, the minute you miss an episode or miss an episode here or there, every other one is kind of there. You do one, and then you miss one, and then you do three, and then you miss another one. You will lose viewers faster than you can believe. Because, I mean, if you're doing it right, you've got an RSS feed, you're running it through your website or through iTunes or through Stitcher or through Podbean or whatever. And the minute people, I mean, 99%, I don't know about everyone else, but I consume most of my podcasts either in the car or when I'm doing certain things, and I have an app that just goes and pulls things off of a feed, and I hit play, and if yours isn't there, people are going to forget about it. They won't listen to it. So, and it was the hardest thing for us when we started because there's 5 of us on our show usually, and we always tried to have all 5 of us there and trying to coordinate our schedules, coordinate like we need to find an hour where so-and-so doesn't have to watch his kids and so-and-so's off work on time and so-and-so's not out of town or doesn't have class. And it became a thing where we were just like, oh, we'll just put it off. We'll just do it next week. And now we've gone... I think we've taken 1 week off in the last, 6 months, 9 months?
We definitely, jokingly, we called season 3 the search for season 2 because it was 2 episodes that actually aired over like a 6-month period. And you could see that we were starting to get some viewership for season 1, and then season 3 was like starting over from scratch again, basically, because of that. So,
but we,
she really likes that Spaceballs reference. So,
I always think of it as a Leisure Suit Larry reference. Leave Suit Larry.
Spaceballs.
Okay, fair.
But you definitely,
because it was the search of the missing floppies. But anyway, What was I going to say? But yeah, that's the thing. You know, you can see it. Like, we follow our numbers religiously, which I don't recommend. That's definitely not something
not
you
early.
Should
yeah.
do.
Don't check your numbers. Not early.
You're going to do it. Like, this guy, I think, probably update. You check him, what, once a day, twice a day?
No, we check about weekly
once
now.
Once an hour.
But we check weekly now. But yeah, we definitely didn't used to. Now we do because we're seeing
don't
huge
try
growth.
To keep track of your iTunes ranking. It's just depressing.
No,
don't. I mean, you're going to do it. I'm going to tell you not to do it.
You're not going to beat Adam Carolla. You're just not going to do it.
It's not going to happen. No one's. I mean, don't get me wrong. If any of you have aspiring podcasts and you're going to want to do one, I believe in you and I think you're amazing, but no one in here is going to start the next, like, Nerdist. Like, it's not going to happen. Like,
watch
you're not going to start work. I don't know.
All right.
Iggy hates him.
No,
by
I
the
don't.
Way. But it's okay.
I'm just jealous of Chris Hardwick.
But seriously, though, but the consistency is the biggest thing. Like, seriously, yeah. do it. Yep. Like, say that this is how many times we're going to do it. This is the day it's going to come out, and this is the time it's going to come out, and do it. And if you have to bank some episodes, like record some stuff yep. in advance, do what
That's
you got to do.
Idea.
Like,
yeah.
sometimes we're just like, nope, we're going to sit here for 3 hours, and we're going to record three episodes because we know that for the next 2 weeks, none of us are going to be able to get together or yep. be willing to be like, we're going to go without person A, person B. Now, granted, if you're a two-man show, a three-man show, that's tougher because there's five of us. There will be episodes where one of us isn't there. Sometimes someone will fill in, and it usually works out fine, unless I'm the one who's gone. And then,
anyways, so
oh
moving on.
Yeah,
but I have to play. He introduced me as the narcissistic
so
asshole. How mean
it.
Was that? Now I have to play the
yeah,
character.
Yeah.
Right. Like he created
so
this
really,
character for me.
Oh,
to
it's not your
he
fault.
Did this.
It's
right.
all Iggy's
you.
Fault.
Yeah.
Oh, it's obviously
he's painted you into that role.
I believe it,
and you've stepped up.
I came to be that guy.
So I want to kind of add on to it. Like, I think everything y'all spoke to really adds into who you're podcasting with. Make sure you're comfortable with them as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
as much as you need to listen to yourself, you need to feel that you have that comfort to give your friends that feedback. To say,
yeah.
hey, Tyler, quit mouth raping the microphone. Or, or Bob, who's back here, talk into the microphone. You know, those things you need to, you know, especially the person that's editing it. And listening to it is picking up on those things. And as much as I need to be comfortable tell them, I also need to be comfortable telling myself. Right now, we're going from all recording one room to now recording via internet over connections. And it's
yeah,
a whole new learning
much
experience.
Much more complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a whole new learning experience again. So at the end of every episode, there's an exchange of, hey, talking about the pops, the stuff like that, you know, because it's new microphones, it's headsets, it's recording online. So it's all everybody giving everybody feedback. So I think some great points there, definitely.
Yeah, totally. And I'm the guy who processes the audio on our show. And so, you know, when it was all one mic, volume was the biggest issue besides just other audio quality. But I can look, when I pull in the audio from the four different mics, it all comes in on a separate line, and I can tell who's who just from the waveform.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can tell, okay, there's me because I'm pretty steady the whole time through. I tend to hold the mic close. I tend to talk right into it. Jerry's mostly quiet but tends to come in every once in a while, and he coughs. So it's like I see the spikes. Now, luckily, if he's not talking, I can just cut that out. It's not that big of a deal. Cullen is up and down and up and down, and then he starts talking into these.
Calm down, Dr.
These, these mics are very directional, the ones that we use anyway. And so if you start getting on the side, you can really notice a big difference in the audio pickup. And people forget, and they tend to tip like this and talk into the side. And so I keep pointing at your mouth hole. Go. So.
That's exactly
and then
I
the
said.
Microphone.
Like
exactly.
It.
Point the laser
yeah.
at
point
your
it
mouth
right
hole.
At the mouth hole.
All right. We've been doing this for 4 years. Joe still gets
You're
mad
welcome.
Every once in a while and goes, what? Are you serious? Like, Joe, yell in here. Okay? Come on.
No, there are definitely, you'll see those, you'll have those ones you're listening to back, and it's like, have you ever seen a drunk person try to put their mouth on a straw without looking at it? That's like, that's literally, they're trying to find the microphone, and it sounds fantastic, so.
And especially when you have guests. We have guests on a lot. We do a lot of interviews, either at cons, or we're lucky in that Kansas City, we have a lot of comic book creators. And so we have a lot of those folks that come on the show, and you don't want to be a jerk, but it's like, okay, as much as you can, try to keep the mic, you know, right there. Usually when we do interviews like that, a lot of those are 15 minutes or so. We don't do the whole hour necessarily with a guest, but sometimes we do. It depends on the person. But that's, you know, that's a big thing.
And one last learning experience, too, because brought it up, us switching equipment, but being here, too, we know the audio is not going to sound like what we're used to set up. So communicate it in your feed. Communicate it at the – you mentioned you recorded intros.
Right. Let them know you're live.
Let them know, because as much as you're talking about missing episodes, somebody new tunes into that episode and they're like, this is what it's going to sound like. You mentioned the qualities, it needs to be right. good. Let them know this is special. We were on site. There's something was going on. It's different. And it'll encourage them to check out the other ones. But now that we've all kind of shared some lessons with it, I definitely want to make sure we get questions because that's definitely the most valuable part. And y'all are here to learn more about podcasts. So let's field some questions and then I'll end it with a high point of like, what was your greatest podcast achievement? I don't know. So questions from the audience. We'll start right here. Sorry, and then we'll come to you. So hold on, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
want
to
repeat
it
so
I can get in here. So the question was with John using Audacity, and it sounds like a couple people here are going to have some experience on it. What what adjustments, improvements, what things can you do to make Audacity sound even better? Because it is a free program, and like I said, if you're not messing with some of it, you're going to get just what you recorded. So
yeah, totally. And so there are two things that I do with each channel. So when I bring in, I've got the four different mics in there. And the first thing I do is I'll take the first one and I'll click on it. And I actually use what's called the compressor function. And what the compressor function does is basically goes through the whole thing and it makes the louder parts quieter and the quieter parts louder. And so especially if you have somebody who tends to go up and down a lot, it tends to even them out. Now, then I will go through and I will normalize it. So that way when I mix everything together, I don't get one that's really loud and one that's really quiet. I try to do that as much as I can on the pre. But even then, when you're using the Zoom, you want them at, it's a relative level, but it says like -12 decibels is about where you want them. But that's way too quiet. Somebody's going to have to crank their, if they're listening on the computer, they got to crank it way up. So you want it actually to go out more around, 0 decibels. So I normalize that together. If I'm mixing four channels, I usually normalize all of them to about -2. And then when you mix them together, it comes out about right. Because when you start talking over each other, which happens sometimes, it can get too loud. But that way, I try to do that so that when I'm listening on my computer, I'm about in the middle of the volume level. I don't want to have to turn it up too loud, and I don't want to have to turn it down too far. And then if we mix in music or things like that, I try to normalize them all to the same level so that somebody doesn't have to turn up and down. Initially, we had it where we'd have a voice intro, and the music would kick in, and the music was way louder than the intro. So it's like you turn it up, and then wham, we just punch you in the ear hole with this audio, and it was just awful. So it was just killer. So those are the two things that I probably do the most with Audacity. And then it's just cutting in the intro, cutting in the theme music and stuff like that. But I found doing that made it sound a lot better. There's a million other things to do with Audacity. And yeah. I know what four of the million do. But for now, those four are getting me what I want. So
Randy, I'll tell you specifically, I'm going to guess you're using a USB microphone. Okay. There you go.
Okay, yeah.
So using Audacity when you're just talking in your computer.
And we don't record with Audacity. We just process after. Sorry.
That's not going to help you.
Right.
At this point, you want to go out and buy like a snowball microphone is what it's called. And it's USB, plugs right in, and your computer will find it. And you will not believe the sound quality jump. Not to mention the fact you want to make sure that when you're recording, it's I don't necessarily go by the numbers. I look more at the visuals. Right. And you want to stay in the yellow but not the red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't be afraid to turn your gain up on Audacity to pull up that signal. Because the better signal you have, the cleanest signal you can get, you can do anything with. You can make it louder, quieter. You can do whatever you want with it later. Joe and I go through a board with an amp that I can turn him up a little bit. I can turn me up a little bit. I can mess with the graphic equalizer if I want. But we get a big, solid, fat signal. And when you have that signal, you can do anything you want with it from there. Get a USB mic. Stop yelling into your computer. Because you do it when you call us in every week, right?
And it's just, yeah, you're just not going to get the range of frequency. You're going to be tinny. You know, no matter what you do, you're going to sound like that until you have a better mic. But and a USB mic is the easiest way to start
absolutely.
Out. Absolutely. And the cheapest. I mean, because you start getting these, and then you've got to have a mix and all the other stuff.
Right.
And
you can even do the headset mic. Won't believe how much better that sounds.
But I would agree that the Blue brand in general, not just the Snowball, but the whole brand, you can find microphones below $100 that produce phenomenal sound. Yeah.
They're great.
There's a new one that just, not newish, but the Yeti.
The Yeti.
It's a big monstrosity of a machine, but it does.
The price is coming down on it more so than
like
it being
one,
new. $129, I think.
It's like $130, $150 on average. They'll carry it like on a shelf at Best Buy, and it's fantastic.
All right. We had question number two here. Tyler, I'll let us start on this side.
Okay.
Because I know Tyler's going to want to tell the origin story of the Nerdcast.
I mean, the origin story is not.
It was a knight, just like.
So, for those of you who aren't aware, so we were obviously worked with Project Nerd, and Project Nerd is a nerd geek blog website that this guy started 3 years ago.
3 years, 2 months?
Okay.
My baby.
3 years, 2 months ago. The origin of it was is there was a older website that existed that he was a part of called Project Blue, and the only thing it did was review Blu-ray movies. This is back when Blu-ray was still fairly new technology, so we would get Blu-ray discs and they would review, you know, the movie itself, but also like how was the encode, how was the transfer, how was the audio encode, like all that kind of stuff.
We still do that some.
And we still do that, but that was the only thing that page did was Blu-ray movies, and it kind of, it was okay. I mean, it did.
It's hard to get a team to commit to write 2 reviews a day, basically.
Yeah, because it was a very intense website. That one kind of, it was still going, but kind of went down. Iggy had changed jobs and went to like becoming like a cold caller, which he hated, but paid really well and had all this free time. So he decided, I'm going to write for like a geek blog. So he applied to be a blogger for a couple different sites, who shot him down hard, and he was very upset about it. So he took that anger and he channeled it like a sweet, awesome superhero into, I'm just going to start my own website. So he starts his website. And he grabs a bunch of us that are, you know, nerdy associates of his, friends of his, coworkers, some of us were at one point, to go and do things for it, you know, help make blog posts, apps, whatever. And when he came to me, I was like, we should do a podcast. We should sit down with these group of people and we should talk about all these things. So this would be awesome. And podcasts are fun and it'll be cool. So what did we even start with? Was it the snowball that we first did it with?
It was a snowball.
We went out
through Audacity.
We went out and bought a snowball and went into his basement, sat it on a table, hooked into his MacBook.
Had to turn the AC or the heater off depending on time of year.
Yeah.
Because with that snowball, when you set it in the center of a table and have 5 people talking.
So, yeah, we went into Iggy's mom's basement, as we called it. Actually, his real, his basement in his own home that he owns with his wife. We got a snowball, put it in the middle of the table, hooked it up to a MacBook, sat on couches around a like card table, and just kind of shot the shit for a while. And we definitely did try that. They were talking about earlier the whole scripted versus non-scripted, trying to, you know, don't tie yourself down too much, but also don't go off on tangents that last an hour, which we definitely do. We're terrible at not doing that. But we definitely started out with like these outlines of like, we're going to do these different segments, and the segment's going to be titled blank, and we're going to cover this, and it's going to last 5 minutes, and then we're going to go to this segment, and we're going to do. And it was miserable. Like, we were trying to hit all these things, and then we'd get off on, someone would say one thing that would turn into 10 things that would go off into Never Never Land.
And that turned out to be the type of content our listeners
liked. And apparently, those episodes, it's sad, it's depressing, because we want to, like, cover this and cover that. The episodes that we have that get the most listens is we sit down with the intention of talking about A through Z. We get to B makes someone think of this thing, and next thing you know, we're on another planet 50 minutes later, and we didn't even get to like C. So I don't know. It's fun. So, but I don't. What was the, I don't even. I'm sorry.
Story. You covered
origin
it.
Story.
You covered it.
It was a card table with a snowball mic and a MacBook.
All right. The modern sex origin story.
Can I? I just need to say that Tyler's origin story sounded like a love letter to Iggy.
That was very sweet.
So cute.
It was very sweet.
All right.
That was so cute.
Well, you know.
So our.
I hate him and everything that he stands for.
No, you love him, and it's gross and adorable.
Not as much as
you stop it.
All right. Origin
Speaking
story.
Of tangents.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Origin story. Our origin story, I mean, it's honestly, we wouldn't be a podcast if it weren't for the Project Nerd podcast. So Aaron Lay, the other podcaster on Modern Sex with Me, Modern Sex with Laura.
Modern Sex with Me.
The other podcaster
I'm gonna
on
do one
our
called
podcast.
Primitive Sex.
She is on the Nerdcast. And I occasionally made like little guest spots on the Nerdcast and saw that they were having fun and yelling at each other and recording it. And people were listening to it. And that sounded like fun.
Yelling at each other is very true.
It is true. And Aaron and I have always gotten into these really intellectual and honestly kind of raunchy discussions about real life sexuality issues. And we would always say to ourselves, because we think we're so brilliant, man, somebody would really love to listen to this because we're so brilliant.
She's downplaying it a little bit, but the reason we refer to her as Dr. Beth is she does have a PhD in psychology with a focus in sexual behavior.
Well, so la-ti-da.
That's
not,
true.
This is not like, oh, we had these sort of, no. She actually knows what the hell she's talking
I'm
about.
I'm a real doctor. Yeah,
not
true.
Just a person that has a lot of sex.
Before, okay. Before she showed up. Before
they're not
she
mutually
showed
exclusive.
Up,
no they're not mutually here, exclusive. Right?
She was 2 days late to the con because she was at a conference presenting on important psychology things.
That's true. I was at a psychology conference in Colombia. So that is part of it, too, is that I can speak about these issues with some amount of knowledge because I, you know, went to school for 10 years. So.
All right.
Origin, yeah, so that's where we come from.
I was going to say origin story number 3.
Ooh.
Some of us on the Nerdcast went to school for 10 years, too, and I think maybe have one bachelor between us. Bachelor's degree between
us. It's mine.
Not a competition.
It's mine.
It's not a competition.
I went to school for journalism, and now I'm doing a podcast for free, not making any money.
Right.
So if you're in school for journalism,
losing money.
Do something else. Anything else. Deal drugs. It's great money. All right? The market's always good. Joe and I work together at a comic book store called Krypton Comics. They're here, too. Stop by their booth. They're good peeps. And we would yell at each other all day long about ridiculous nerd stuff, you know. And there came a point where people were gathering around to watch us yell at each other. And somebody said, God, you guys should have a show. Like, seriously, just get on the radio or something. And then I went to prison, but after I got out, I didn't go to prison. I'm kidding. No, I got
a
real job.
Story.
I play in a band and stuff, and so I left the comic book store.
Dark.
That's a metaphor for his marriage.
Yes.
I'm just not.
Yeah. I actually have a long distance marriage. It works out really well. So I got a job and got wrapped up some other stuff, but then I came back and I was a musician, and so I've always been around microphones and audio equipment and stuff. And I said, we should just do this. Let's get together and let's just do this. And we did some practice stuff where we literally yelled into my MacBook at each other, and then we fell in love, you know, as nerds tend to do, and we just started doing a weekly show. And it was basically the comic book store experience with Joe and Matt, the two-headed nerd. You basically, he's the nice guy, I'm Rush Limbaugh, and, you know, and we just go from there. I am not a Republican, might I add you. But, yeah, I mean, it was basically we wanted to do a show that we wanted to hear, and that show didn't exist. Yeah, that's not saying, like, we do the best show ever, man. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I wanted a show to sound this way, so I decided to make it. And I forced Joe to do it and have ruined his life in the process. So,
you know, for us, Jerry and Cole and I, we're three friends. We've been friends since junior high. So we've been friends for 30 years. And we became friends over comic books. And so that was always the thing that sort of connected us together. And at the time, I don't know if the comics are cool, but it's cooler than it used to be, I think, until you find... We didn't have things like this to come to where it was, you know, my nerd tribe is here. So, you know, when we were friends all through high school and as we went off to college, we didn't, you know, we kind of went our separate ways and came back. But we still, even though we were back in the same town, we really didn't spend time together. So this kind of was like our poker night. It was our chance to get together and spend time and talk about comics. And I'd actually done an audition and was getting ready to do some work doing some writing for another site called Sci-Fi for Me, and which was fine. But it was all for free, and the guy who runs it was super, super conservative, and we just didn't see eye to eye on stuff. And I'm like, if I'm going to do something for free, I might as well do it for me as opposed to for somebody else who actually is making money off of it. So we got together and talked about it. And the first thing we did was we sat down together and said, what do we want the format of this to be? How long do we want a show to be? What do we want to call the show? And then we went out and did research, and Colin bought a mic, and it was the Blue Snowball. And we got together and we recorded, and then, okay, now we need a website, and how do we get this on iTunes? And so it's just been a process of going through all that stuff. But for us, it was, what do we want to talk about? And there's so many podcasts and so many things. We said, you know what, we're going to focus on comics, and we'll talk about comic book TV shows and movies and comic book news and reviews. And every week we kind of would do the same thing. And then we've started adding in more stuff. You know, for us, kind of our big moment was not too long after we got the nicer equipment, we actually got a chance to interview Jason Aaron, who on the day that Marvel Star Wars number 1 came out. So that was a huge, like, we nerded out about that for a long time. And since then, we've been able to interview a lot of other people. But every time we do it, it's still like a little crazy nerd-gasm.
Oh, yeah.
So
perfect. We are getting close on time. So if it's a short question, we can take one more. But what I was going to say before we go into the questions is if you can't tell, we all love to talk. So feel free. We just got to make sure panel rooms are open, so we'll have to cut it short. But as we've done almost with every one of these panels, we can – well, we got to break down at least, too. I don't know. We will definitely hang out in the hall, chat, more of the stuff. It always happens after these panels. But
I mean, that's how I got to meet these guys is Planet Comic Con and afterwards – chatting out in the hall afterwards. Yeah.
I have no idea who these
people
are.
Unfortunately, we had this question here. We'll have to catch you after the show. I'm sorry. So what was that?
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, I'd say it's a learning experience for us.
The internet is still learning this, actually. No.
We've done a couple different things. So prior to – the reason we've had to start doing it every day now is because just as of the last like month, the five members of the Nerdcast now, within the next 3 or 4 months – most of us will live in different cities. Some new jobs have come up. Some things have come up. So we're going to be multiple places. Prior to that, we would do it occasionally using Skype. But that was primarily just for like an interview. Like for the website, we're going to interview a person. And those are a little bit easier because it's a give and take. It's a here's a question, here's an answer, here's a question, here's an answer. It's like a phone conversation.
And they usually run 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Not 50 minutes. So with the new system, we've been trying a couple different things. There's some software online that you can use for free for up to 60 minutes per meeting or pay for premium called Zoom.us.
It's actually 30 minutes because we have to record half of it.
That's true.
Stop. Record the other half.
It's called Zoom.us. And it's
we want to make sure it's good before we buy it.
It's very... It's like $100 a year.
Fine, I'll buy it this week.
So it's like $12
a
month.
Like, we're not even sure. We're not even sure if that's the one we want to use. It's just the one we started with, and it is
Zoom
basically,
is incredibly easy to use. Yeah, if anybody is unfamiliar with Zoom, it's extremely easy to use.
It's a simple Skype. It just has the record option built in.
It's just a
and
video.
So that's why we're looking at that because we want to drop the video to YouTube for one and for two. With Skype, you can do it, but then you got to like download a separate program to record and all that. And we just didn't want to jump through the hoops of that. So we are testing it out. We're probably going to buy it. But I think the best answer for your question is it is learning experience. And we've made sure, as we mentioned earlier, communicate with your audience. So every post we've done for the last 3 weeks now says we're testing out new equipment. Please give us feedback because as much as we think we're hearing this and getting it helps the best. The best things I get is when we leave panels. It's really exciting, of course, for somebody to be like, oh, I love your show, whatever, like this. But the best thing I can get is when somebody comes up and says, I'll be honest, I love your show, but it's quiet. Or this person does this or this. Because then we're like, oh, okay. Because we didn't pick up on it because we've been, as a lot of y'all, we've been communicating with these same people for years and years, and it's just something that's there. So.
He says, you know, we get excited about the negative feedback because it helps us. We get excited about feedback general.
Oh, yeah. Feedback like, is
that's
is
literally,
awesome.
If you can crack that code, you win podcasting.
Death
you
threats can, are the best.
If you
let
can,
me tell you.
If you can crack the feedback from your audience code, like, you've won.
Yeah.
Internet, like, so.
Yeah, if you're waiting around for like 18 comments to come back, I think you'll be most of the time disappointed. We don't get a lot of comments. Now, I think you guys have a great gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
But people love to hear themselves and hear their name.
Yes.
Like anytime if you get somebody that has commented or likes a show or sends you a message or anything, oh, by all that is holy, say their name on the show. They love it. And of course they do, but that's a way to build your brand and also to get, you know, kind of loyalty, and then people come back and make comments and they buy your shirt and do whatever. But
it just gets them excited too. Listeners, like Randy is famous on our show. People love the guy because he calls in every week and we talk about how much we love him, and the callers become characters and they become people that you talk about, people that post on your forums. You talk about people that call the show, whatever. But we got way off of your answer. I was going to tell you, best thing to do, start with Skype, look at Google Hangout, all that stuff, because it's free. Mess with it, find out what you don't like about it, and then go out and find the right thing that will do what you want it to do. But don't spend any money yet. There's all kinds of free stuff you can try.
Google Hangout's another one. That was one we experimented with quite a bit.
FaceTime is actually really solid.
Yeah, and Google Hangouts also has really good integration with YouTube if that's the route you want to go, which is kind of nice. So.
Perfect. So again, we appreciate everything. We'll get to more questions kind of offline here. I do want to close us with that one, like, just quick word of advice, I guess, for it. And I'm going to open it because it kind of relates to what just we were talking about there. don't get discouraged if you're not hearing the feedback. And we talked about this last weekend in depth, and it was one of those things realized because we have a gaming podcast that's still pretty young on our network, and one of the guys is not understanding. He's like, we're offering free games, and people still aren't communicating. But I simply asked him the question, how many times, you know, like, how many podcasts do you listen to? He named them. Like, how many times have you commented on them or listened? You don't. We have that behavior of it, and it gets discouraging. And not only on that, I mean, we have reviewers that will message me and be like, I don't get feedback on my reviews and stuff. And it's people visit the site to receive, and that's the reason you're putting it out there. But when you do get those comments, like you said, make sure you acknowledge them, thank them, because it is fantastic. And if you do have time, which it sounds like you guys got a great to do that, but definitely feel free to give us that feedback. As we mentioned, the negative feedback even helps too, because it knows it teaches us how to correct. So with that, if y'all want to run down really quickly since we're short on time and just that one piece, if somebody was to walk up to you and you're on an elevator with them for just a minute, what's that one piece of advice besides what we've already shared? So we'll start down there again with John.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you were going to start down there, and I'd have a second to think of what that is. Anybody have something ready to go?
I've got something.
Okay, there we go.
Don't be afraid to suck. Don't be afraid of it, because you're going to suck when you start. We totally sucked when we start. We're still pretty sucky right now, I'll be honest. But don't be afraid to go into it because, you know, oh, I might not be as good as this show. Just start doing it. You will get better. It's like anything. Practice. Don't be afraid to suck.
Yeah, if you wait until you're an expert at it to do it, you will never get an expert.
You're an idiot. You're not gonna make any money.
You can't become an expert without ever doing it. I would say one of the big things for us is just network, go to cons, talk to people, share your name. You know, when you get a name, have a good name. But talk to people. You know, we're very lucky because we've gotten to know the folks at Project Nerd, because they've been really awesome and supportive, and that's to me really cool. And we've tried to do the same thing. You know, we actually got together with Doug and Eddie and talked to them today and kind of did a mutual interview. And, you know, I don't see those folks as competition. I see them as we're all doing what we want to do. And I love listening to their podcast. And so to me, it's just a lot of fun to do that and network and make connections.
And to play on that real quick, as we pass it down, this isn't retail. Like if you go shop somewhere else and I lose the sale, no, every one of you in here can listen to every single one of our podcasts. Nice.
And you should like tonight.
Yeah,
yes, you should.
Yeah. But the,
why
these
aren't
our
enemies.
Listening
to it right now?
You don't
now.
Even have to listen. Just download it. I don't even care.
That's a good point.
I just want to see those numbers.
And then
that's all my,
it.
That's all my sponsor wants to know.
Throw it away afterwards. I don't care.
But the point,
download it again.
Yeah. The point is that, you know, like you can gain more out of networking with these people as opposed to saying that's a rival. That's somebody.
Totally.
Because in this industry, and it's the same with the website side of thing, somebody can go to Project Nerd and turn around and go right to another geek blog, and both of us get the views, both of us get links clicked on and stuff like that. So why wouldn't I rather network and learn with them as opposed to...
There's no podcast market share.
Yeah.
Like, it's not nope. Coke and Pepsi. No,
so elevator pitch.
We're all the same
pitch?
Gang.
So my elevator pitch is an easy one. I'm kind of surprised nobody has taken it away from me yet. It's just to have fun. I do the podcast with Erin because I adore talking to her about super raunchy stuff. And now we record it and we put it on the internet. But I don't do it for anybody other than me. And I have a really good time with it. So just, I mean, have fun. And if it's not fun, don't do it.
I want to piggyback on that because I think that's an excellent point. And there's so many times, especially because, you know, I have a day job. We all do. And so there's so many times where I get done with work and I'm like, oh man, we got to do the podcast tonight. And I get there and it's the highlight. It's the best thing of my week. I mean, I just love, I get done
so
and I'm
fun.
Like, oh my gosh, this was so much fun again.
Yep.
And I think, oh, I'm going to be so exhausted and wiped. And we get together and we talk about, you know, oh, the JLA is better than the Avengers or whatever. And then, you know, we go off on whatever. And that's an example. I don't want to get into that argument. So, But that's the kind of thing, and it just is a blast.
Yep.
Don't be afraid of hard drugs. They'll pick you up like that. You know, I mean, and boom, you sound great. You know?
Start free. So just like before, start with the free stuff.
Don't spend money.
No.
They'll give it to you free first. See what you like with
Take
drugs.
Take a sample.
You know?
First one's always don't be afraid to mix.
Yeah, there is definitely
a
theme.
Just don't go straight to meth. Trust
definitely
me.
A
There's
theme
other
happening
things,
there.
You know?
Baby steps.
All right, Tyler, close us out with an elevator.
I mean, I don't want to rehash what we said earlier, but make a commitment. Make a solid commitment to consistency. If you're going to do it, decide that this is what I'm going to do, and we're going to do it every week, every day, every whatever. And like we said earlier, don't You don't have to go out and spend $1 million, but don't skimp on the mic, especially if you're going to do like the online thing that we were talking about. Get a good headset, hook it up to your computer, and practice. Like, you're going to do a lot of practice runs, do a lot of like record it, listen to it, you know, tweak it and stuff like that. And then the last thing I'd say is, like you said, we're all in this together, and it sounds kind of shitty when you say it out like this, but you know, good artists borrow, great artists steal. Like, go listen to every podcast you possibly can.
Absolutely.
And good totally. Ideas of what you should do.
Especially
I'm
mine.
Not saying copy exactly the format and the idea that they have, but you're going to, if you listen to enough podcasts, like I know I do, you listen to enough podcasts, you're going to be like, oh my God, why didn't I ever think of doing that?
Like, you also be like, idea. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. At Planet Comic Con, we did a thing where I sat down for about 2 hours and just interviewed like 10 different podcasts. And by the time I was done, all I could think is like, oh my God, the thing they do that they just told me about is the coolest thing ever. I totally want to do that on my show now. So
awesome. Well, thank you all. Let's give a round of applause for
thanks,
our panelists
everybody.
Here. Again, I know at least the majority, I know all of us love to hear ourselves talk, but I know the majority might be available to still chat. I know.
For sure.
I mean, I feel like you should just turn off the recorder and we'll still continue to sit
Well,
here
some of us are
going
to disappear because some of us do have booths to start thinking about.
Yeah, I have to go,
the
actually.
Weekend.
So
an hour.
Again, thank you. I'm going to stop this, but
thank you.
Don't get discouraged. Don't run away. If you have questions still, definitely run up here and talk to some of these guys. So thank you again for joining us on Podcast Do's and Don'ts.